Yeah. Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107.5, KPYG Cayucas 94.9. And right now it is time for his morning commentary, so here is Travis T. Hip.
It never seems to change. I remember standing outside the gates in San Quentin with a lot of other people my age and a lot of older veterans of the protest movement against the death penalty, and people who believed that the execution was unfair and that the man had not received a proper trial, and the whole schlamazel of a popularized and suddenly nationally publicized execution. And people came to protest the law, and people came to protest the violation of Christian values and every other possible spectrum in the protest movement. And then the warden came out and told us that they had killed Carol Chessman, who'd been convicted of rape and murder, probably illegally. His case had come to the national attention because while he was fighting his death sentence, he wrote a couple of books, which became popular, and therefore the media discovered the situation. And by the time they finally topped him in 1960, it was pretty much a gone conclusion that the whole process had been bad from the beginning, and that he was more victim than the convict that he became. And it's gone on like that every 10 to 15 years. Somewhere in the United States, somebody attracts the attention of the protest movement and the media, and they become a national cause, and they get topped anyway. That's what we do. America is dedicated to at least tolerating and in many cases supporting the death penalty and all of the inconvenient injustice that implies. Because most death penalty cases are, like the one of Troy Davis last night, brought against black or Latino suspects without the resources to get anything except a court-appointed lawyer who is really not doing anything except taking his minimum fee and pleading out most of the cases, not doing any serious investigation, not hiring all of the psychiatric tests, etc., that we see so often on Law and Order. Most capital cases never see that kind of attention. If they do attract any attention, it's when they finally have arrived on death row and virtually nothing can be done except some last-minute appeals and a plea to the governor or the Supreme Court to save a life, and it seldom works. 60 years of my watching death penalty protests, and long before that, and we still do it, which must mean that we like it. If we, like the people of most of the advanced nations of the world, were to actually decide that we didn't want to kill people for killing people, if we did change that, I'm not sure the American people would go for it. We are a vengeful and violent people. And for, lo, these couple of hundred years, we have practiced the ultimate penalty in more and more cases, many of which are questionable in the process by which we arrived there. Troy Davis in Georgia was absolutely and beyond any doubt a victim of the period of time when racism was rampant in the police and the courts of Georgia and other southern states. And it is only barely hidden now. The process of killing somebody to teach them a lesson, or to teach the rest of us a lesson by terrorizing us into compliance with the laws of the land is not a very high or progressed attitude. And for this country to continue to tolerate it, along with the brutal and savage prison system which we maintain, is a real issue in terms of whether we're ever going to get it better in this country. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
Imagine living, eating, sleeping, relieving oneself, daydreaming, weeping, but mostly waiting in the room the size of your bathroom. Now imagine doing all those things, but mostly waiting for the rest of your life. Imagine waiting, waiting, waiting to die. I don't have to imagine. I live in one of those rooms, like about 3,000 other men and women in 38 states across the United States. It's called death row. I call it hell. Welcome to hell. Each of the states which have death rows have a different system for their execution cases, varying from the relatively open to the severely restrictive. Some states, like California and Texas, allow their execution cases work, education, and/or religious service opportunities for out-of-cell time up to 8 hours a day. Pennsylvania locks its execution cases down 23 hours a day, 5 days a week, 24 hours the other 2 days. At the risk of quoting Mephistopheles, I repeat, welcome to hell. A hell erected and maintained by human governments and blessed by black robe judges. A hell which allows you to see your loved ones, but not to touch them. A hell situated in America's boondocks, hundreds of miles away from most families. A white rural hell where most of the cage captives are black and urban. It is the American way of death. Contrary to what one might suppose, this hell is the easiest one to enter in a generally hellish criminal justice system. Why? Because unlike any other case, those deemed potential capital cases are severely restricted during the jury selection phase, as any juror who admits opposition to the death penalty is immediately and automatically removed, leaving only those who are fervent death penalty supporters in the pool of eligible jurors. When it is argued that to exclude those who oppose death and to include only those who supported death was fundamentally unfair, as the latter were more conviction-prone, the United States Supreme Court, in a case titled Lockhart v. McCree, said such a claim was of no constitutional significance. Once upon a time, politicians promised jobs and benefits to constituents, like a chicken in every pot to get elected. It was a surefire vote-getter. No longer. Today, the lowest-level politico up to the president use another surefire gimmick to guarantee victory. Death. Promise death, and the election is yours. Guaranteed. Frame all. A vote for hell in the land of liberty, with its over 1 million prisoners, is the ticket to victory. I speak from Pennsylvania's death row, a bright, shining, highly mechanized hell. In this place, a dark temple to fear, an altar of political ambition, death is a campaign poster, a stepping stone to public office. In this space and time, in this dark hour, how many of us are not on death row? From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Voice passed. brother or me, I'll reflect upon. For you to spark, set the prairie fire on. Make the masses a mastodon, path to trample the fascists on. The 15 exposed Philly's finest killing machine. Boots and mag guns, they pass the fire yawn. Cause and effect, smell the smoke in the breeze. My panther, my brother, we are at war until you're free. Never silence a voice. On the voiceless. You'll never silence a voice on the voiceless. Let the powerful God numb us. Cause he refused to be they servant. He spit truth. That burn like black churches. Closing verses. A million pouring hearses. Watch decision of Dred Scott as it reverses. Long as they rule was tied around with me as neck. Let there be no rich white life without no respect. Cause and effect. Can't you smell the smoke in the breeze? My panther, my brother, we are at war until you're free. Silence a voice. Move the voices. You'll never silence a voice. Move the voices. You'll never silence a voice. Move the voices. You'll never silence a voice on the voiceless. And all else hell. A terror ever coming through. With this little brother.
From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.